Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hour.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole a vote, stay control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city. Who's the one with the most to gain? On 9/11, motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Fuck Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow fuck, waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass-crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. My My records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blingin'. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying fuck peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean shit to killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rate and slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part, I had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Niggas talking loud but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the Fourth Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the Fifth each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth?
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful, and they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's got at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh.
All right, everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson broadcasting here from Greensboro, North Carolina. And Hurricane Florence isn't going to eat it up. All right, they're not going to eat us up. And Donald Trump said, it's big. It's wet. It's wet. It's big. Don't mess with it. Get out. Shut up, Trump. Good God. Sometimes he sounds so stupid. It really does. You know? When I heard that, I was like, good God. But anyway, I think there's collusion going on here. I think there's some collusion going on with Donald Trump and Hurricane Florence. I really do. There's got to be some sort of collusion going on. I mean, it has to be. I mean, what do you think out there? You think there's some collusion going on? I mean, this is Donald Trump's fault. It's his fault we're getting hit with a hurricane. It's his fault. Right? Donald Trump's fault. That's what all the libtards think. I mean, you know, everything is Donald Trump's fault. You know? Like, remember when that school shooting happened down in Florida? Trump, stop this. Stop it. Just stop it. You on, man. You know, I don't know. But anyway, I want to welcome everybody to the program here tonight. And if you've got something you want to talk about, all you got to do is press the number 1. And after my short introduction, I will connect callers. And usually we get into a big spigot of talking points and stuff like that, and we usually go off topic. But I was hoping some people here would join me here tonight. I believe my friend out there in Wisconsin, Mike, he wanted me to do a show tonight, and I'm looking through the many callers here on the call screen here, and I don't know. Well, I've got 3 private callers, so he might be on. And I know his dad in Connecticut also, Joe Gibson, who was on, Joe Sr., he was actually on this show many, many times when he lived in Sebastian, Florida, and hopefully he's listening tonight. I don't know if he is or he isn't. Like I said, there's I don't know what numbers. I see many different phone numbers on the call screen here tonight. But anyway, like I said, I think there's collusion going on with Donald Trump and Hurricane Florence. And if you guys want to talk about that, that'd be great. And apparently sharks are going to be coming in with this hurricane and sludge and pig vomit and everything like that. And it's all Donald Trump's fault. This hurricane is just his fault. There's nothing about, there's no way around it. But anyway, we go to the grocery stores here in my area, and all the milk, all the bread, all the water sold out. People are fighting over a slice of bread. I mean, it's like you thought the rapture happened or something. You know, everyone disappeared. It's just insane. It's insane. I don't get it. It's like, what is a gallon of milk going to do for you if you lose power? I mean, how idiotic is this? You know, I mean, yeah, maybe you have a generator or whatnot, but what's a gallon of milk or a couple cases of water going to do for you? Why do you run and buy them now? You should already have these things on hand in case an emergency happens, right? Now, I didn't go buy any water. I got 2 cases of water sitting in my building out there. If I run out of water, you know, hey, there's a creek down at the end of the road. Do you have a water filtration system? They sell them for $1.98. Go to Infowars.com. They got the, you know, there's all kinds of ways here to avoid this panic that everyone runs to the grocery store and they're buying all the gas. I mean, what do you do? I mean, if you buy all the gas up and there's no gas left, well, what do you think is going to happen when the gas is gone and you run out? What happened then? What happens? Society breaks down. I mean, we're so weak-minded. And if you listen to the intros tonight to the show, you know, like you said, we got one that can see. You know, they want to shut you down. And anyway, I want to touch base here real quick here before I go to callers here tonight. We did a show a few weeks ago about Amazon.com and how the criminal activity and what they have done and how they have screwed me over and many people, account holders over. There's more to this story, actually. And I don't know if I should touch base into it, but I believe that we've been hacked into. And there's certain people out there I need to talk to after the show tonight. There's something bad that just happened, very bad. And I believe we've been hacked into. Something's going on here. So I just want to put that in the ear to certain people that are listening here tonight. I want to put that in their ear, okay? Just want to let you know that. Something bad is going on here, very bad. But Hurricane Florence, don't worry, it's not the end of the world. The winds are not 150 miles an hour like they originally told you. Okay, it's going to be about 90 miles an hour. You're going to get about 5 inches of rain. It'll be okay. It's going to be okay. All right? I mean, so just knock it off. Stop running to the grocery store, buying all the water, milk, and bread. Knock it off. You know? Knock it off, North Carolinians. Knock it off. Anyway, I got a caller here on the line right now. This is my good friend Justin. I know he wants to jump in here. I don't want to talk too much here, but I'm kind of hoping here that my Connecticut friends will join in tonight. I know hopefully Mike's out there. Hopefully he's got his dad listening tonight and a couple other people there from Connecticut. I don't know. I see numbers popping up and down off my screen here. I got a full call screen here, so I don't know who's who, but all you got to do is press the number 1 time and you can get through. And I want to wish the best, of course, to if Joe from Sebastian, Florida is listening, that's great. But I got Justin here on the line, and I got Leroy listening, too. He actually, Leroy's first, and then Justin. I'm going by the time that people have pressed the number one on hold. And everyone is always welcome to speak. All you got to do is press number one, and we can get you on the phone here live. And there's a chat room also you can join in if you're scared and you don't want to talk live on the line. You can always go to the chat room, okay? So I'm going to go ahead. I just checked the chat room there, and I just like to make sure people are there. Sometimes some people don't want to call in. They're shy, and they're afraid maybe they're going to get hunted down. I don't know. But anyway, let's go with Leroy first. Let's see what he has to say, and then I got Justin on the line also. Justin, be patient. Leroy, go ahead. Great. You're live on the radio. Go ahead, Leroy.
Yeah. Shame on Donald Trump. You know, the media and everything, they're putting fear in people. They knew all day yesterday, if you had the website to the actual hurricane hunters and the streamers, the ones that actually fly into the hurricanes, they knew all day yesterday the winds were down to 115 miles an hour. But they did not change it on any weather report until after 8 p.m. last night. They finally downgraded it. They kept saying 130 and possibly going to a Category 5 and all this other crap. They're just thriving on this. They thrive on fear. Let me ask you a question.
Leroy, can I ask? Yeah, they're scaring people, and they're scaring the governors and also. But could this be a way to free up that vacation money for all the senators and congressmen? Because you got to remember, when a state declares a state of emergency, there's a lot of free money. The Federal Reserve starts printing it out real fast.
I think the mayor of San Juan, the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, would be a better person to ask on that topic than me. And while you're asking him that, you could probably ask him why didn't he deliver them 3 million cases of water to his people, and why are they sitting out behind the airport still since last year? You know, because Trump or nobody else done nothing for them. You could ask him that.
Oh,
it's
no,
probably Trump's orange skin causing all this.
And Leroy, that's what I'm trying to say. You see, all this money gets freed up when see, the politicians have a stroke of a pen. And all they have to do is sign a piece of paper, and that money becomes free and available. And it goes into a slush fund, and they spend it. And you see, they talk about, like, I was listening to the lieutenant governor on the radio this morning, actually. Well, we got $2 billion in the bank. No, you jackass. Stop lying to
people. We got it.
I read the Kappa report. North Carolina has $89 billion in the bank. $89 billion. So,
and that's all from the educational lottery.
All right, but you see, but hang on, Leroy. How many people go down to their local government office and read the central annual Kappa report? How many people read that financial report?
Nobody.
Where it tells you how much money the state really has. And then when they file for a state of an emergency, well, I mean, because they talk about budget, right? The state has a budget.
Yeah.
We got a budget let's just say hypothetical, we live in the state of North Carolina, and our budget is $50 billion, okay? And we spend all that money, and all of a sudden, there's no more money left. What happens? The police department shut down? The fire department shut down? What happens? What happens to that money? How do they get extra money? Because they got a printing press. And the congressmen and the senators go, you know, because it's all a big fat farce. It's a big fat lie, everybody.
Of course.
But
and then, you know, I'm getting tired of all these.
Here.
All right. And, you know, you got all these younger kids now.
No, I
call them
give you your time. Go ahead. I was just letting you know we got other callers on the line. So go ahead.
I'm going to make a quick point from what happened over this week. You know, you got all these younger kids, you know, 20 to 25, you know, they don't own a razor or something. I call them neck beards because their beard's growing out of their neck. You know, they're all sitting around. You know, they weigh 300 pounds in their mama's basement eating freaking Bugles, like Nabisco said something about wanting their damn bags back, trying to tell us how we supposed to be living our lives and everything else, and they haven't even started a life yet. I'm getting pretty damn tired of these little kids doing that, and next time I'm approached by one, I'm probably going to bust his jaw. It's just, don't tell me how I'm supposed to live or what I'm supposed to believe in.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Just pushing all their views down.
Pushing
all their views down there. Yeah, exactly. The libtards trying to force views upon you and their beliefs, and then they're spewing what the media is telling them to spew, and you know, and neither one of them. I could go back to February. Okay, I brought this up to several of them. Was you working in February? Well, most of them probably weren't, but the ones that were working, okay, now bring up your paycheck stubs. Look at December and January, then in February, look at the difference, then look at March and April. If you worked a decent job during that time period, you'll notice in February your pay changed. It went up on the average of about $100. Mine went up about $200 per paycheck, and that's because of the tax
because
cuts
they stopped,
that Trump
they
helped put in place.
So many taxes. Hang on.
Exactly.
You've got to explain this, Leroy, to the liberals, the libtards out there. You got to explain
this very
carefully.
Well, they
got to
get a job
carefully.
First. That's the problem. They got to get a job first. They can't say that didn't happen if they don't have a job because they can't see it happen. But it did go up $200. And believe it or not, one of my good friends has a real good friend, a black friend of ours, too, that was all against Trump. Plays music with us once in a while. And he actually had a job, and he didn't even pay no attention to his paycheck. And when he got back, he told my buddy, he said, you know what, you're right. He said, my paycheck did increase in February, and it's been that way ever since. Now, some people call that crumbs. No, what I call crumbs is $25 that Obama saved us. This is $200. It's a big difference. $25 is enough to buy a pack of cigarettes and a freaking six-pack of beer. $200, that's enough to run my truck to get back and forth to work for 2 weeks. So don't tell me that crumbs shit, because they're not worried about it because they got millions of dollars. That's why they could call it crumbs. Nancy Pelosi looks like she's batshit crazy all the damn time.
These libtards, yeah, these liberals. And if you argue with them, if you argue with these libtards at all, you're a racist. You're a racist.
Well, you can't argue with them.
They automatically
you can't
go to that
argue.
Automatically.
You can't argue and you can't discuss anything with them, because as soon as you put a fact in their face and it slaps them so hard, they start cussing you, calling you racist, like you said, or homophobic or whatever phobic, or, you know, no, I'm not homophobic and I'm not racist, but I'm a damn libophobic. You stay the hell away from me, okay?
That's absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. It's insane. It's insane. These libtards, you know, but anyway, Leroy, I got other callers here who want to jump
yep.
in, so stay on the line. Let's see here. Press the number one, and I'll get to everybody. Just press the number one time. You don't have to press it twice. If you press it twice, you'll hang up on yourself. So let's see, 678. Who's this? Justin, I think. Justin, let me see. I'm checking the chat room here. All right, I think I'm clicking. I'm on here. I got so many people on the line here. Justin, hey, welcome to the program, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, I'm sure you're listening to the conversation here tonight. Whatever you want to talk about, it's up to you. You don't have to stay on topic. So whatever's on your mind, bring it to the table.
Well, you know, there's one thing that I kind of do want to bring up. And, you know, what I'm about to bring up is an unconventional topic, but I feel that it's important to share, like, with you and with your listeners. I don't know how else to put this. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, who are obviously very upset about the fact that Trump got elected. And a lot of these people, which include celebrities and entertainers, they're actually engaging in witchcraft. They're trying to – I know this is going to sound crazy, but they're trying to cast spells against Donald Trump. And I want you and your listeners to realize, like, regardless of what you believe, if you're a Christian, this is something you need to be praying about, because, like – I know how these people operate. I know a little bit about witchcraft myself and what they're trying to do. I mean, it's a very real threat. And, you know, obviously, you know, this is something that doesn't really get talked about, like, anywhere, which is why I'm trying to bring it up. But, you know, like last year,
hang on. Well, you're talking about, like, Masonic rituals, the Illuminati, and how the Masons run around naked in the woods and stuff, chasing around trees. Yeah, no, I understand that, Justin, and you're right. And we need to do a show about these rituals. Alex Jones snuck into Bohemian Grove, actually, and that's how he got famous. You know, and exposed all the politicians that were in there, you know, masturbating on tree trunks and everything. And it's true, folks. Just look it up.
Witchcraft is very real, and, you know, people out there who are listening to the show tonight who are believers, they need to be praying about this. Now is the time to be buckling down in our spiritual warfare. Like, whatever we sow in the spiritual will manifest in the physical. And, you know, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have all of the weapons of war. Like, we have superiority over the enemy, you know, and...
You're absolutely correct, as Christians,
two things that we really need to be focused on right now is target focused repentance and target focused prayer. And what that means is, like, we need to be repenting not just on behalf of our sins, but just on behalf of our country's sins, what we believe to be sins. And we need to be
out there, Justin, but hang on, there's people out there that don't believe in God, and that, you know, so I don't want to turn this into a religious show here tonight, but there's people out there that don't believe in God and stuff like that. I know there's listeners out there tonight that don't, and they believe in Mother Earth. I mean, Mandela Khan's one of those. I don't know where he is tonight. Usually he pops up on the show here from time to time. And then you got Tone, the racist Catholic, that usually comes on. But I exposed him a few weeks ago. But anyway, yeah, I don't want to turn into too much religion. But let's see here. Justin, go ahead and finish up your point, please, because I want to get to another caller.
Well, you know, without making it, you know, too religious, I would like to communicate directly, you know, to any Christians who are listening to this broadcast tonight, you know, just buckle down on your prayers and, you know, just, you know, pray for wisdom, pray for discernment during this time period. I mean, with Donald, you know, I don't know how your listeners feel about Donald Trump, but obviously he's not part of the swamp. He's not part of the deep state, and he's not part of the establishment. That's why the whole establishment's, you know, poised against him right now. And, you know, like, people don't realize, you know, just how bad the establishment actually is. But, you know, when you hear about, you know, Freemasonry,
Justin, you're absolutely correct. We've gone over that many, many times, and we've analyzed it with eugenics and the programs that they have. Yeah, the establishment is bad. I know that. And I do appreciate – I want you to stay on the line, though, but I got to get to some other callers here that are waiting here. So just stay on the line. Yeah, but listen, I believe in God. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe, you know, the King James Bible. But, you know, we're in the end times today. So we can turn this into a religious debate, and you know we've done that on this show many times. So, but real quick here, area code 203, let me get to you because you've been waiting a while. Area code 203-214, go ahead. Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, this is Jeannie. Hi.
Well, hello, Jeannie. Jeannie, it's nice to hear your voice. Thank you very much for calling into the show. Thank you. We won't
Hello,
say
Jeannie.
Where you're from or where you're at. We'll just use your first name tonight, but I know who you are.
Okay. Somebody wants to say hello to you.
Hello, Joe, and hello to all the members on the net. It's good to hear
you
on there, and keep on supporting us.
How's that?
Well, thank you. That's great. That's awesome. I appreciate that. That's Joe, who was formerly of Sebastian, Florida. He's moved to Connecticut now. So that's great that he was able to say hello tonight to everybody. That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, hello, Joe and Jeannie.
Do you have anything? Yeah, hello. And that's Jason from North Carolina. So he calls himself Leroy on the net. So we'll just say Jason since we all know each other here. But, yeah, that's great. And, Jeannie, I don't know if I know you're listening to the show, so hopefully other people will chip in here. Do you have anything you want to contribute tonight, you want to talk about, or you just want to listen?
No, I don't really want to talk about anything. I wanted my father to say hello because he used to listen to you in Florida, and he's all excited about it tonight. And
well,
it's good
great.
For him. Look forward to something.
Yeah.
So we're
that's
just going to sit here and we're going to listen for a while, but he'll probably be going to bed soon.
That's fine. I understand. The show doesn't last that long. We're only on for about another hour. So I'm sure Joe, but that's exciting. I'm glad that Joe is listening. So I'll mute your line real quick. And if he wants to jump back in, you press the number one. But that's great. And I know, I think Mike from Wisconsin's out there listening. I muted your line, Jeannie and Joe. So if you got anything else to say, of course, jump back in. But maybe Mike will jump in. That's good. I'm glad that you're listening here tonight. That's great. I don't know if it'll be a heated show like we usually have, and we're bringing up some interesting
topics. Only if you get Ventura back out here.
Yeah. Well, there's Mike now. There's Mike from Wisconsin. So let's get him on, and then we'll carry on with the topics. And hey, listen, everybody. You know, like I said, the floor is open for everyone to join in. There's a lot of things to talk about here. And I opened it up tonight with collusion. Hurricane Florence is in collusion with Donald Trump. You know, and we can get to these libtards and liberals and whatnot. And I think Justin brought up some interesting topics. I'll touch base on that. But real quick, let me get Mike out there so he can his dad can hear his voice. So go ahead, Mike.
Okay, hi, Joe. Hi, Dad. Hey, Jason. Oh, wonderful to hear your voice on here. The only one we're missing is Mr. Big Banker. And he's probably listening in the background, too, which I hope
he is.
He's
up next, actually. And, Mike, real quick here, before we start talking politics again and getting here on the show here, how's your health going real quick? Because, you know, it seems like all my listeners are getting sick and ended up in the hospital. Maybe this isn't such a good thing to listen to this show. So how's your health doing and what's going on with you? I mean, you know, like I said, we address a lot of these things on this program, you know, trying to eat healthy and natural cures and taking care of your body. And, you know, but we want to know real quick here, Mike. I'm going to go ahead and give you a couple minutes here to talk to your dad, maybe send him a message. And then I got Bitbanker. He's next. And then we'll get back to the platform of the show. So go ahead, Mike.
Well, my health is not good at all. You know, remember that pneumonia that was going on?
Yeah.
Yes, I got it. And
so right now, are you at home or are you in the hospital?
I'm sitting in the hospital bed right now.
Oh, you're sitting in the hospital bed. Well, hey, that's a dedicated listener, folks, right there. He's in a hospital. Well, I'm sure. Well, actually, I'm going to downplay this a little bit. There's not much to do in a hospital except to listen to Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe we can.
Hey, at least you got something to do.
Hey, maybe we can get home on the 9 floors of this hospital listening to Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. Yeah, there you go, Mark. Well, we hope you feel better, Mike. And I got Bit Banker on the line, and of course, I want to continue on with the topics. I know I got people. I think I see Mandelicon on the line, and I want him to jump in here tonight and add agitation to the show. But go ahead, Mike. Finish up your point. Go ahead.
Let me say hi to Jeannie, and of course, my father, that was so anxious to be on the show tonight. And I'm glad he is, because he really did love your show. And
well, I know that, Mike, and I appreciate that. I want to say that, everyone out there, you know, Joe. If anyone doesn't know, Joe is my grandfather, actually, and he lived in Sebastian, Florida, for years. When we first started this show, he was one of the original supporters of this show, and he listened faithfully. Even when we used to do a show every day for a while, and he was there. So, you know, that's great that he's able to listen, and his health took a turn for the worst, and he's hospitalized right now. His daughter's with him right now. That's his daughter, Jeannie. And like I said, they're in the state of Connecticut. I'm not going to say where, because, you know, there's a lot of crazy, because we got a lot of crazy people out there, you know, that listen to this show also. But they're in the state of Connecticut, and it's great to hear Jeannie's voice and to know that she's next to her father's bedside supporting him. And that's great that you guys called in tonight. That's awesome. And, yeah, like I said, the show isn't like an all-night show, so it's only lasts for an hour and a half. And but Joe, like I said, was an original supporter of this show. And trust me, we've had debates. We've had a lot of hardcore debates over the years on this show. Remember before Donald Trump was even elected, we were talking about different things on this show. And, you know, it just goes to show you that life passes you by very quickly. And before you know it, you know, you're in a situation that basically you're waiting to get to the other side, you know. And we talk about God and spirituality and everything. And Jeannie should really come on the show one night and talk about that, because there's a lot of people that talk about astrology on this show sometimes. And stars, and I know Jeannie's an expert on that subject. I know one time we had her on, I think about a year and a half ago, but it got interrupted by crank callers, and I was still new at broadcasting on this show, and it kind of disrupted the program. And but I'd like to get Jeannie back on and maybe do a special show and talk about astrology and stuff like that and how it coincides with our lives today on Earth. You know, and yeah, that would be an awesome show, don't you think, Mike?
You don't have to give up much information to Jeannie, and man, she'll tell you stuff that'll put you back on your seat. And,
well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Mike, is that, you know, we can get callers in. You know, hey, listen, some people don't believe in astrology, but in a way, you know, the Bible does talk about astrology also. So, you know, that would be an interesting show. We just got to keep the am doing now, folks. I just want to let you know that, because I get crank callers now even. I get people and I scan the calls. When you guys are talking on the show, I'm tuning in to see, and I'm screening callers. I have to, because it gets out of hand. You know, we could really disrupt the show by people calling in and saying the wrong thing. And trust me, I got 30 people on the phone line right now, and I don't know their numbers. And what I do is the studio screen here gives me an option to ask them what they want to talk about. And if I don't know who they are, I just automatically delete their number. And if, you know, if they're really diligent about calling in, then I let them in. Like, for instance, I know Mandelicon, I know his number, I'll let him on. You know, Brother Mercy, people like that. I see your number out there. I see BitBanker on the line here. And, because we get away from topic that way. But that would be a great show to do next Thursday, Mike, if we could do a show on astrology, and maybe if Jeannie could put some notes together, get her son to call in, get her daughter to call in, maybe, and do a real powerful show on astrology, and we could talk about these things. That would be great, and I can get a lot of people here online that would be interested in that. So that's something to talk about, Mike, in the future. It really is.
Hey, doesn't Jeannie sound like my mother?
Yes, she does, Mike. She does. But anyway, Mike, I got BitBanker on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and get him on. So I'll just leave you on real quick here. And then I got Mandelicon, who was going to shoot in here too, and he's going to shake things up. I'm sure he will, because I give everyone a chance here on this radio program. Everyone gets a chance. As long as you're going to talk, you know, about something and not, you know, start swearing and being bad. You know, we don't need that. I don't need it. I'm letting you know that right now, folks. Everyone that's on the call screen right now. You know, we got to be professional here. And Joe from Meriden now, I always say Joe from Sebastian, Florida. Well, I guess that's why I'll always remember him, Joe from Sebastian, Florida. But hopefully he's in good health. I'm glad he's excited to listen to the show. But next Thursday, hopefully he can join us again and he gets in a little better health and maybe tell us what's going on there in Connecticut, how he's feeling, and what you know, what's going on. But anyway, let's get BitBanker on here. BitBanker from Meriden, Connecticut also, and then I got Mandela Khan. So go ahead, BitBanker.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Joe. Joe, Jeannie, Jason, Mike. A lot of J's there. There's another J here, too. Yeah, like Mike says, you know, I'm lurking out there somewhere. That's right. Good evening to my father. I'll be up to see you just as soon as I can get transportation and visit you again. It's too long of a walk for me. My father always told me, never be first. So I'm never first. I like to be last. This way, when we turn around and run, I'm in the front. That's the way I like to do it. But in any event, yeah, we were talking about Nancy Pelosi. Who was that? Leroy? Leroy mentioned Nancy Pelosi, those back crap crazy.
Yeah, batshit crazy.
Yeah, back crap crazy. Well, she was here one day about a year and a half ago. I had just gotten out of the bathtub, and I got up, and I was drying myself off with a towel. I
and
dropped
you saw
the towel.
Her.
Yes, exactly. I dropped the towel on the floor.
She was standing in your doorway.
No, I dropped the towel on the floor.
And you ran away. You jumped out the bathroom window. Go ahead.
No,
I just want to throw
the towel
that in there. I had to be funny. Because Jeannie's mother said, I was a comedian when I should have been a comedian.
Yes,
so,
you are.
Ahead.
That's for sure.
Ahead,
that's for sure.
Go
That's
ahead,
for sure. comedian Joe. No, I dropped the towel on the floor. Now, here's the comedic part. Now, I went down to pick it up, and as I looked back up through my legs, I looked through the mirror that was on the wall, and I saw her standing there looking at me. I said, it was a terrible thing. scared me. That's good old Nancy. Yeah, she is back crap crazy. They're all friggin' nuts. I'll tell you that right now. They're all a bunch of wackadoodles. Oh, my God. But it's going pretty good. Hopefully you feel better, Mike. I know I've got a touch of bronchitis myself. I've noticed that the last few days. And, you know, I've never really gotten sick in my life. As you get older, I've been getting sicker. And I used to kind of like getting the flu years ago, every few years or something like that. You took a rest. The problem is you get older now, you get sick, and it lasts for 3 goddamn months, no matter what happens. You get sick, you lose the whole year. So hopefully I don't get it no more because I don't have 3 months to waste anymore. But that's all I got to say for now. We'll let you get to the other callers and say hi to my father, like I said, and Jeannie. And I'll visit when I can.
Well, that's good. That's good. And also while we're talking Jeannie and the other side of the family there, I want to say happy birthday to my cousin there, Sean. Happy birthday to Sean. He was born on September 11th. Boy, what? September 11th. Boy, oh boy, that's a birthday you really don't want to have. But I told him that, and he started cracking up laughing, you know. So, but happy birthday to Sean out there. He's in Connecticut. He listens in sometimes. He calls in. He'll listen. He stays silent. You know him. If anyone knows Sean, anyone out there, Sean is very quiet. You know, he don't say more than 2 words at one time. So, you know, but that's great and everything. But I want to say happy birthday to him, and that's good. You know, and many more. I can't believe
happy
how
birthday,
old
Sean.
We're getting. Yeah, that's it's amazing how old we are now. You know, we're going into our 50s. Unbelievable.
Hell,
Jeannie,
we just
though,
had
on
birthdays.
The other hand, well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, Jeannie, she's, you know, if anyone knows who Jeannie is out there before I get to the next caller here, Jeannie could be 85 years old and still look like she's 30, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't
and
know
I
what
swear
kind of
she
voodoo
sounds like
she's
Bridget.
Practicing.
I thought that maybe it's just astrology. I thought that was Bridget when
know.
She first started talking.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, I mean, she looks like she's 35, 40 tops, you know what I mean? So Jeannie needs to give us her secrets, you know. So she must be doing something on the side here we don't know about. But, yeah, that'd be great, though, to get her on the show and talk about astrology in the future. I'll let Mike coordinate that, of course, when he gets better. Let's see here. I'm going to go down the call line here. And, of course, I think Jeannie might want to jump back in here. Before I get to Mandela Khan and we switch over to more politics here, I just want to take Jeannie one more time here, and then I'll get to Mandela Khan, I promise, okay? Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeannie. Is that you? You want to say something else?
No. Can you hear me?
Can you
hear
me?
We can hear you fine. Yes, we can hear you.
Sometimes I think you can't. No, I was going to tell you about Sean's birthday. And, you know, he says, I said, you know, your birthday is September 11th. And he said, yeah. And I said, don't worry. I said, it was your birthday before this happened. So that's what he has
that's
to
right.
keep in mind. You know?
That's true.
So
that's true.
It's his day. It's his day. So that's all I wanted
that's
to say.
Right.
But I think my father is going to sleep right now. So I think that we're going to say goodnight. And I think he's going to say goodnight to you right now.
Good night,
well,
Joey.
I'm glad you enjoyed the show. We're glad you enjoyed the show. I know it's a late show for you. It's 6 o'clock. I know when you get older, you got to go to bed, you know, a little bit early and stuff. But, hey, next Thursday, try to tune in again. Maybe we can get Jeannie on here, like I said, and we could do something special again, you know, because time is short. Life is not promised tomorrow. But if you're here next week, that's a good thing, you know?
Okay. All right. You sound very good.
All right,
you sound very professional, and keep up the good work. Okay. Good night.
All right. Thanks, Jeannie.
Good night, Jeannie and Joe.
Jeannie. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Jeannie and Joe. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. They're probably going to go ahead and head out. I don't know if they're going to listen any longer, but she might keep me on speakerphone until she puts them to bed. I don't know. But, hey, let's get to Mandela Khan here. He's been waiting patiently, and let's carry on with the show, okay? All right, let's see here. Go ahead, Mandela Khan. Welcome to the program.
All right. All right there, Joe. Good to be here once again, you know. And as a card-carrying 68-year-old revolutionary, I have to say, as a qualifier, I'm not responsible for what people might feel, think, opinion, or their beliefs. I'm only responsible in what they know. And I'm only here to help people remember what they forgot. And you forget it through generation after generation after generation. Then you forget, and then you come up with what we got now. And that's like a alphabet soup where no one can spell peace with none of the letters in the alphabet. You can put the words P-E-A-C-E, but when you look at it, people are getting a piece of ass of each other. So when you look at that word peace, there's two or three definitions to the word peace. It's like praying, P-R-A-Y-N-G. A lot of people do it, and then they start, after they get up off their knees, they start P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. So this is where the revolution comes in. So for me, I really am in a contest on behalf of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. So if I look at people who might say the Hebrew Israelites, they might say shalom. I say, what that mean? They say peace. And I look at some that might be Moors, and they say Islam. I say, what that mean? They say peace. I said, those that might be Muslim, they say Aslam. I said, peace be unto you. That's what that means. And then those that be Christian, peace and goodwill to all men and the little baby Jesus. And then I start looking at what's really happening on the ground. And I say, peace. People blind? Or I'm not dealing with Ray Shaw, Stevie Wonder, Helen Keller, and Jose Feliciano, what kind of peace are you speaking of? Because if this is peace, then me and my people need to make a deal with the devil. Definitely, we need to make a deal with the devil. Because it's no way that this life-giving force of energy that's here for prosperity, love, and caring and sharing of humanity, it's no way that you can equate with what people are saying out their mouth. In other words, our actions speak so loud, I can barely hear a word we're saying about this thing called P-E-A-C-E, right? So, for me...
But Mandela Khan, let me ask you a question. What do we do, for instance, to switch it over now to a more political discussion here? Like, for instance, Justin, who's on the program here. He was arrested for communicating threats, terroristic threats on the Internet. I mean, you know, because he said that certain people need to be kicked in the stomach. You know, I mean, how do we reverse the trends that we have now? When Mandela Khan, they may shut this show down. They shut Alex Jones down on Facebook, Twitter, and whatnot. And I've been trying to get someone from his show to come on and explain that. And I did get an email from someone from the Alex Jones show and said they'll be in touch with me. But there's, you know, what happens when we're censored? Like, for instance, when I talked about my Amazon problem, when these global corporations shut you down and you don't have a voice anymore, call. What do you do? What's the revolution? How do you stop this? How do you fight back? What do you do? You know what? Do you understand what I'm saying? How do you fight back against this type of system? You can't. You can't. You know, there's no way. But go ahead. I'll let you continue, MandelaCon. And I've got other callers here also on the line here. I'll get to you. But go ahead, MandelaCon. I just wanted to throw that in your ear real quick.
Well, there was a saying, yes, we can. And I'm going to say, yes, we will. So when someone says that, well, we can't do this or this is not going to happen, what you're saying is that from what you know, it's not going to happen. So since I'm speaking on what I know, the people are remembering. It's a slow and steady process. And since there's very few in FCC and radio and TV that purports the truth and the corporations control and whoever controls the media controls the mind, then there's a trinket like me. And there's others in social media that's honestly having the people respect. The means look again. Respect means look again. Look at what you're actually participating in. And what we're seeing from my end is that there are a lot of eyes, the third eye of people are opening up, and they're seeing that there is something that we do have in common. That's the majority of us, and the majority of us are being oppressed by a wicked, rotten, filthy social system that must be destroyed. Now, it's going to take a nice deal of numbers to do that, and those that do come together for that, they're going to have to put aside their racism, bias, and prejudice. Now, from whites, you might say there's some racism, and from blacks, there's bias and prejudice internally. Now, having said that, you have to know that everybody needs water, food, clothing, shelter, health care, protection, education, and non-indoctrination, and the most access to communication. If we don't have a government that provides that for, of, and by the people, we don't have no government. So what I am strongly saying is that those illegal alien, European invader, and their cohorts who are calling themselves representatives, they are war criminals. I don't care if you like them or not. I don't care if they're black and got fat asses. They are war criminals. You hear me? Why? Because they are denying we, the people, the most access to communication, water, food, clothing, shelter, health care, protection, education. This is what government is supposed to do for the people. Now, a big screen TV, a trip to England, France, or Germany, or a trip to Jamaica or Africa, that's not in the provision. That's something for you to do for yourself. But when it comes to the things that keep people stable so that they don't have to be going through all kinds of concoctions and machinations in their local county, city, state, and municipality, those things, that's when you got good government. So if we can tell me anybody, well, you know, you said, well, I don't like Pelosi. I don't like this one. I like that one. I like this one. If you can show me any one of those beasts that is providing good constituency services, constituency services comes in the persons of communication. So whoever tries to block communication, they are war criminal. It comes in the person of water, which is the essential of life, not money. Without water, 7 days you can go without water, 30 days without food if you're healthy. So water, food, clothing, shelter, health care, protection, education, this is what a government, a good government, is supposed to provide for the people. So I want somebody to tell me, well, they're doing it right here, Mandela. I don't care where you are, from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, from the UK to the Mississippi, Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo. No government is providing the sustenance for Mother Earth for its people. It's
yeah,
all.
But listen, MandelaCon, all right, hang on, MandelaCon. We have an illegitimate government. It's illegitimate. Ever since 1865, if you go back, I mean, I don't know how you are with history. I don't know what you know about history or what you know or what you care about history, or because you always talk about what you know. We have an illegitimate government ever since 1865.
Absolutely.
When that Congress walked out of Abraham Lincoln's, when he was the president, when they walked out, they never been reseated. And that's why they had the Reconstruction Acts of the South, and they said, yeah, we freed the slaves, but yet slavery was still going on. you know, and then they bank, and then the Federal Reserve was enacted in 1910, and then they hijacked our money because they knew back then. They said, well, we got to take away their money. The European people, the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Carnegies, and all them had to take over the money. And how'd they do it? They created a central bank in this country, Federal Reserve. So now we got their money. We already got their constitution in 1865. You know, and we had a civil war over it. So therefore, we have an illegitimate government right now. You know, and we don't have a republic. We have a democracy. Two wolves and a sheep voting over what's for dinner. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Two wolves and a sheep voting over what's for dinner. Tell me who's going to eat then, you know? So the sheep ain't going to. So therefore, the minority can never get their rights. The minority never can. And who's the minority? And, oh, it's not black. It's not Hispanic. It's the poor. It's the unfortunate ones who are not a part of the big club that we talked about, the system, okay? So we have an illegitimate system. How do you restore that system? Well, I remember correctly, if you go to the Restore America plan from back in 2007, people tried it. They put together grand juries, because the only way you can unseat illegal politicians is by a grand jury, and I'm not talking about the local district attorney putting together a grand jury. No. A grand jury is done by the people, by the people, for the people. Okay, and they put together these grand juries for a de jure form of government, not a de facto government. We have a de facto government right now. It's a corporation. And a corporation, what does a corporation do? It protects the profits of their corporate stockholders. Who are the stockholders, folks? The lobbyists, the politicians, Rockefellers, the big people, the Clintons, the Trumps, everybody. Those are the stockholders. You are not a part of the stockholder club. You are a slave. You obey. That's why a police officer can pull you over and shoot you in the back. I don't care, black, white, whatever. White people get shot in the back too, and so do a lot of black people. All right, so I don't want to pull. And they keep you distracted by that, by the race card. The black guy got killed, Trayvon Martin. Woo, the media chews it all up. Everyone's paying attention to that. Well, what about the two white people that were gunned down in Montana? And I'm not trying to downgrade anyone who gets shot in the back by a cop. It's wrong. These are de facto corporate officers working for a banking system. This is what they do. And people say, you're crazy. Well, what did we just talk about in the beginning? Tax dollars. If you have a budget of $50 billion and a hurricane strikes your state and it costs $30 billion to fix it, where are you going to get the money? They declare a state of emergency. So therefore, now they got the printing presses going, and then it's a bunch of free money for all the local politicians. And that's why they could take vacations, they could build houses, and they can get the contracts, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm just saying, this is the tip of the iceberg, folks, of what I'm talking about to you. You don't understand. When you were born with a banking routing number on your birth certificate. Look it up, for God's sake. You're being traded on Wall Street. Look up Joseph Gibson. If you had my birth certificate and you looked in the right-hand corner of my birth certificate, there's a banking routing number there. It's in red numbers. It's on everybody's birth certificate. You used to be able to go to Fidelity.com and look it up, and you see Target trading with your name. You see Walmart trading with your name. You think I'm crazy? Look it up. It's the truth. It's the God's honest truth, for goodness sake. You are a slave.
Well, Joe, let me just say this quickly, because you said something that was very important. It's about the minority versus the majority. And we do have a recall, and that is what we are using, and we're going to use it no matter who don't know it, don't understand it. We're going to help you remember Class Action 567, and it's the total recall. And that consists of the workers and poor peasants who is the people. Now, we haven't made a decision yet. I don't care who you voted for, in a Democrat, Republican, local, county, city, state, and federal, you still haven't made a decision. If you went through that process, you're still a slave. You're locked up. See, what you're doing is you're allowing these war criminals to dictate the policy on how they play musical chairs. And we are exposing that because the workers and poor peasants, you're getting the worst bang for your buck. Taxation without representation is tyranny. I never voted for no one, never will. But I'm a taxpayer. I got more power than you.
You can't vote, Mandelatan. You can't, because you're not a citizen of the the corporation. Either you're a citizen of the corporation, or you're an American citizen. You know, there's two different things. You're either a United States corporate citizen, or you're just an American who lives here on this land, who just wants to have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, that's the Constitution supposed to guarantee you.
Supposed to, words or actions speak so loud I can barely hear a word that the paper's written on. I'm not going with that. I'm going with the birthrights. See, human beings are desired and guaranteed birthrights from birth. You know, you take a little white baby, a little black baby, a little Mexican baby, a little Arab baby, and put a bottle of milk in the middle of the crib. By the time the bottle's empty, all them babies going to have milk on their mouth, right? But then once we get out of the house and go to these life-killing institutions, then everybody gets personal and selfish and greedy. A baby, I don't care what color it is, you put one bottle in the crib. I dare y'all to do that experiment. Put a bottle in the crib, get a Mexican baby, get an Arab baby, get a black baby, get a white baby. And all you parents and you ministers and you pastors, stay the hell out of the way and watch this. Every one of those babies know innately when one gets the bottle and the other three look at them, the one sucking going to say, wait a minute, damn, they want some of this too. And you know what that baby's going to do? He's going to hand the bottle off. And before it's got halfway out, he's going to hand the bottle off. And then the fourth baby's going to get the bottle. And by that time, the bottle's all gone. Then they're going to work with
that. Well, all in all, could be true. I don't know. I've never performed that experiment.
It is true. Not could be. It is true. A learned behavior is racism through the institution, through the government.
Well, I agree with you there that it's a learned behavior because, like you said, when you get older, you have a system. And what do? We divulge in materialistic things. I want this, I want that, and if I got this, I'm better than you. You know, so that's a learned behavior.
Subtraction by division is exactly and precisely what we're dealing with this rotten, filthy social system. Subtraction by division. You can only be with the creator when you add and multiply. That's when you become extremely great. Anything that subtracts, take away, and divides is evil. I don't give a damn what color it is. If you subtract, take away, and divide, you're evil. If you can add and multiply on behalf of people, then you are a good person. That's my bottom line. That's the bottom line.
Okay, well, anyway, everyone, I want everyone to have a closing remark here tonight because we're going to start wrapping up this show. I don't see any new callers. We faded out here. I don't know what's in the chat room. I don't know. Hang on real quick. Just give me a second here. I want to read what's in the chat room here. People in the chat room here, blah, 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 blah. I am the universe. Yeah, you're welcome. Very good. Thank you for being in here tonight. I am the universe. Wish you would call in. You called in one time. two wolves and a sheep, but you're absolutely correct. So I am the universe. That's great. I'm glad you participated in the chat room tonight. Thank you. And there was a couple other people in there. We got a bunch of people as guests. But I want to give people closing remarks here tonight. Let me get back to my blog talk screen here. I want to go down the line here and give everyone a couple minutes so this way we could do that. And Hurricane Florence, don't worry. The big bad wolf ain't going to eat you up, okay? Justin, you were first tonight, so I'll give you a couple minutes, and then I'll go to Leroy and then Mike and then BitBanker and then Mandelicon. I'll let Mandelicon wrap it up tonight. So go ahead, Justin. Go ahead and say what you got to say here, and then we'll carry on next Thursday with another show. We'll see what happens next week. Who knows? Go ahead, Justin.
Oh, okay. I don't really have much to say. Just thanks for having me on again. It was a great show, and I'll see you next Thursday.
Well, thank you very much, Justin. And tell a friend. Hey, bring some of your friends on board. Tell them they got a story to share. You know, listen, we got to expose. Listen, this is what it's all about. The title of the show is very plain, Understanding the Times in Which We Live In Today. So we like to hear new voices. We like to hear new people call in. And we've had a host of guests on this show. But, yeah, tell a friend. Say, hey. You know, and it was good to hear Jeannie tonight, and it was good to hear some old voices, but let's get some new voices on here. Leroy, okay. Go ahead. I'm going to give you a few minutes. Go ahead, Leroy.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, it was good to hear Jeannie and Joe and Bet Banker and Mike. Mike, you hope you get feeling better soon. I sure do. And get back home where you belong. Other than that, I just been sitting here listening, chilling out, reading the chat room. Ain't much left to comment on, really. There was no rude interruptions, no, no one trying to cuss nobody or anything else like that. But, the hurricane is there you go. The hurricane is
down.
Hurricane Flow is a bust. It might get some rain from it, but, you got the governor of North Carolina on the radio and TV going, this is a monster storm never seen before, at least not in 10 years, at least. It's going to destroy everything. It's Armageddon, Now the economy's boosted because everybody went out and bought their water and their gas, and there's a shortage, and I can't even go down the damn road and get a Twizzler and a Coke because they're sold out. And, it's manufactured by man. 30 years ago, it never would have happened. Storms are always stronger out at sea. When they get close to land, they tend to weaken. And for any of the climate change, global warming, or anything else enthusiasts out there, it's in the government records over the past, since 1930, the average amount of the most destructive hurricanes to land on the United States, there was 36 of them. They're running almost a full point weaker than what they used to be. Back then, they would average, if you used to average out, I know there ain't no 3.2 on their little wannabe, let's make a hurricane strength scale, but they were averaging 3.2 back then. Now they average 2.2. So don't give me that global warming and all this other bull crap. The storms have always been here. If anything, there's less. If anybody, that's one of the failures of all liberals. They don't have a memory. They couldn't remember what happened yesterday, let alone last year, 10 years ago, 20, 30 years ago. But I can tell you what happened 20 years ago, 22 years ago. In 1995, we ran out of freaking damn names for hurricanes. They were using double letters like Hurricane AA, Hurricane BB, or whatever. There was like 30-something named storms in the Atlantic that year. When's the last time we've seen that? So Al Gore, take your global warming shit and get on a plane and crash somewhere because you're full of shit. And, there is climate change, but it's not man-made climate change. We're not causing it. It's something that's happening naturally, and we can't cause it. But storms are not getting worse. They've always been here. The only thing that's gotten worse is the media reporting on it and the way they report on it and how untruthful they are on it. Just like I said yesterday, earlier in the show that yesterday, that the storm was downgraded to 105, 115 mile-per-hour winds max. And they're still reporting on the news 130 expecting to strengthen for 12 hours. And it's the way it's been. A little known fact is that 4 years ago, that the NOAA, this wasn't on the major news networks because you're damn sure not going to hear it on CNN. The NOAA, what is it called? The NOAA or something like that was caught actually having a computer program developed to falsify all the freaking damn records that we have been keeping since like the early 1900s. To make it look like it's been getting warmer, when the fact is the 1920s and 30s were the hottest decades on record to this day. So don't tell me anything about global warming. Take your damn little anti-Trump, anti-whatever bullcrap, they all do the same thing up there anyway, and go the hell away. If you're not a productive member of society, you shouldn't even have a say-so in what's going on. If you're not paying taxes, zip your mouth. Shut up. Go away. Ask your mom for another root beer or your granny for another root beer and a sandwich and play your video games. That's it. They just get on my nerves.
Okay. All right. Well, I probably should have gave you the whole show here tonight. let's go ahead and go down to Mike. Go ahead, Mike. You want to say something real quick? I know you're not in good shape, Mike, real quick, and then we'll get to Bitbanker and then Mandela come. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Well, I'm glad my dad and sister made it on. I've been listening intently to find out what something that happened to Amazon that you were going to report about, and guess we never got to it. So, anyway, okay,
We will, Mike. We will. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into the Amazon thing. Trust me, I'm not done with them. So, but go ahead, Mike.
So I will try to be on next week. And anyway, I'd like to thank everybody that I usually listen to on here, and even McCullicon. Even though sometimes he goes in a circle, he does have some good things to say. So I like he's better than that idiot in California. What's his name?
Yeah.
Tone.
Tone, anyway. Yeah, Tone. All right, Mike. Well, thank you very much. I hope you get well. Thank you. And now we'll turn it over to BitBanker real quick. Go ahead, BitBanker.
Yeah, well, two thumbs up to Leroy Richardson. He said a mouthful there. Yeah, his name is Richardson, but you can't say Dickinson on Blog Talk Radio. They put asterisks there because that's a swear word, you know. But, yeah, he's right on. No, it was a good show, very good show. No yelling, screaming, cursing, or anything like that. Just a couple times a little bit, just like me and Leroy Dickinson, but that wasn't bad. But the car I did have to use a couple days ago, I was on the other side of town. I was quite far from home. And the brake line broke, have no brakes at all. And I managed to drive the car home with no brakes. I don't know how the hell I did it, especially in rush hour traffic, but I managed, and I got here fine. I pulled a Fred Flintstone lots of times, opened the car door and dragged my foot. You know, that seemed to work pretty good. But so now I'm absolutely stranded here. I got my bicycle, but to go riding, you know, miles and miles on that, that's a little bit too far. I'm not going to pull a captain, that's for sure. But I can use the bicycle for around town. Good show. I'll let you close it out. Talk to everybody later. Hope you feel better, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right, Mandelicon, you can take 3 minutes, and then I'll have my closing. Go ahead, Mandelicon.
Looking at this assessment of God and country and the wars, I'd like to ask anyone a question from all across the board of the world. What makes you think that this divine intelligence that rules in the affairs of all women and men needs your moral, ethical fights against other humans? Do you honestly think, I don't care what's written in the book, do you honestly believe that this divine intelligence needs our mortal conquest of each other? Do you honestly believe for real that this divine intelligence needs you to fight some battle? If that's what your assessment is, you're the cause of the problem. Because here's what I know. Mother Earth and all the things therein and thereof is here to be shared amongst the people without exorbitant prices. Capitalists just dictating what's the policy going to be on this is going to be the price of this and that. You know, for us, gold and silver and diamonds, they don't have no intrinsic value. But someone has made that one of the issues. And now we see that people are snatching gold off each other's necks, robbing people of diamonds and, oh, you know, stuff like this, as though this is what life is all about. But truly, life is all about sharing the resources so that people can thrive and evolve from where they are with growth and development and preparing them for elevation and ascension. So in essence, if you lay the map of the world out, you'll see that everyone is failing the test. It's all a test. Energy don't be destroyed. It just transforms into something else. So the test, we're all failing under kill or be killed. Do as I say or I'm on my way. With the people in the United States of America, you have the audacity to say all power to the people of America. How? In your policies. You know, as your jump out squad, your nation jacket, your nation invasions. You're saying to the rest of the world that we got the power and the right to do what we want to do. And in God we trust. We have to attack the people. We must. Now, if that's not insanity, I don't know what is. And so my job is to help people remember what you're actually participating in. You're participating in genocide, atrocities, war crimes, cruel and unusual punishment, and specific exact crimes against women and children that's so appalling and offensive and reprehensible, you won't even discuss them. But I'm here to help everyone remember, because you forgot that the right to life, PETA, or pro-life, pro-choice, are you false frauds? You know, you got some ethical treatment for animals, but when it comes to the ethical treatment of people, you know where to be seen. You're missing in action until somebody kills a dog, right? And then all of a sudden, you got your political banner up. But the point of order is that we are missing the point unless we value each other as equal partners on Mother Earth. Mother Earth for the people, by the people, for the people, not for corporations, politicians, and world bankers, IMF, and International Monetary Fund, the ignorant mother, International Monetary Fund, the ignorant mother, you know. So the fact of the matter is that we learned some valuable lessons, and we're going to get there. It might be a little bit slower than what I'd like, but nothing happens before its time. There's nothing to do under the sun. We're at the right, it's at the right time in the right season for the right reason. Bang, there it is.
All right, Mandelicon, thank you very much. I appreciate your time tonight. I appreciate you calling in. I hope to hear from you next Thursday, 6 p.m. Brother Mercy, I was wondering if you were going to check in with us tonight. You didn't, but I think I see your number, actually. So maybe next Thursday you'll tune in. All right, well, I want to say goodnight to everybody. Be safe. Just wake up. Wake up. Stop being asleep. You know, knock it off. Pay attention to what's going on. Don't get hoodwinked. All right. Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.